Hello! Welcome to another episode of the Hello Man Sir Show. I'm your favorite Teta. Teta Efe.
Sorry, well, it's on mute.
Sorry.
It's okay, bro. Tito Daryl is here.
Tita Luis.
Tita Jaja.
And for today's episode.
So special.
It's very special.
Very special.
With an F. Special.
Special.
Yes, of course.
In this episode, we will speak English.
English. Yes. All throughout of the episode.
It's wow.
Episode number 48.
We're
guys.
Progressing.
Yeah, progressing.
Definitely.
ENF defect, huh? So for today's episode, we have a very special guest because we have a very special episode for today. Our very special guest, Miss Gina Gitsis.
Привет всем! Woo-hoo! Hi everyone! Thanks, guys.
Hi, Jenya.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Hello, Ma'am Sir Show. Thanks. Thank you for guesting on our.
Thanks for your time.
Episode. Yeah.
Yeah. So, pardon for our English because our English is very not good.
Not too much.
Limited.
Limited.
Like, no, 20
words. 20 words per person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like 100 words.
Yeah, per
100 words combined.
Yeah. Combined. So for today's episode, this is a recurring episode for the.
This is going to be, yeah.
Because it's going to be our cultural exchange series.
Yes.
And this is going to be, this is the first one, right?
This will be the start of this series. Our guest will talk about where she's from. Where are you from?
Yeah.
So, I'm from Russia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, huh?
And I'm happy to be the first guest. Yes, so I'm from Russia and I was born and raised in Novosibirsk. It's the capital of Siberia. Maybe you know this?
Yes.
No.
This word?
No. Yes, of course, yes.
Familiar with Siberia.
I think Tito Luis is very familiar.
Yes, Tito Luis is very familiar.
Tell us more about it.
Tito Luis, tell us more about it.
Siberia is a country.
Okay, no. So, yeah.
No, actually, Siberia, it's not a country. Oh. It's a region in Russia, and it's quite big region. And the capital city is called Novosibirsk. So I'm from Novosibirsk.
Novosibirsk.
But whenever we hear Siberia, it's all about snow. It's all about cold. It's all about freezing.
Yeah, sometimes people confuse Siberia and Serbia.
Is that the same?
Oh!
Oh, wow!
Unfortunately,
you learned something new today.
So, Siberia, it's not Serbia. Mm-hmm. it's not that cold.
It's not that cold.
Yeah.
What is the lowest temperature in Siberia?
I don't know, maybe in my experience, I think maybe minus 40. So it's not that cold, right?
40.
Minus.
Right?
Minus 40.
Okay. Yeah.
So like here it's plus 40. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's the same. Today it was 42. So
it's the same but opposite.
Minus 40. But how does it, how do you tolerate this cold compared to, for example, to minus 1 or just 0 degree?
You know, actually it's quite easier to handle this temperature, even easier than plus 40 here
because the heat.
Yeah.
Ah, really?
Because it's so dry. It's even pleasant, you know.
How many layers do you have to wear though?
Right. That's all right. It's all about layers.
You have to layer
because,
everything.
Because experienced people, they wear more layers. Mm. So it means if you wear more layers, you are, so it's warm.
Mm. Mm.
Are you experienced?
But who has
warm? I've only experienced minus 5. That was it. And I was dying.
Which country?
I went to France.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine, yeah.
So I can't imagine minus 40.
Yeah. Or minus 2.
What about you? What about you, Daryl?
Minus 2.
Minus 2. Epi?
And
minus. minus. In our room. Minus only.
No, I've experienced minus 10.
Minus 10?
Yeah, oh, minus 10.
Minus 10.
Wow.
Yeah. In Siberia?
Where?
Well, in Serbia.
Somewhere.
Spill the beans.
I have a question for Genia.
Yeah, please.
Does Russian people drink vodka too?
Vodka.
Why is it always related to vodka?
Yeah, is it for the...
I don't know, maybe it's kind of tradition.
To make it warm.
Yeah, it's like some association. Yeah, vodka, Russia. I don't know why.
Everyone drinks the vodka like you?
Yeah, of course.
You also?
Should try gin.
we get gin up in the morning and we start drinking vodka. Mm. So that's all about vodka in Russia.
Uh-huh. No, for real?
Of course not.
Like for you, for you personally, do you when you go out for drinks, do you prefer vodka even though?
Or vodka is just water for you guys or what?
It's interesting in Russia. It's prohibited to make commercial of vodka.
Okay.
So people remove this K.
Yeah.
And they
voda?
They announce it like voda.
Voda.
But
wow,
everyone understands like it's about vodka.
Are you talking about like TV commercials and
exactly.
In advertising?
So commercials and billboards.
Billboards,
in the
streets.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Until
voda,
now.
So it's still a picture of the drink.
Yeah.
But instead of putting vodka,
but
without
on the
K.
Bottle, it's voda.
But
voda, it's water, you know, yeah?
Ah, no.
Yeah, vodka, it's water in Russian.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a play on words.
Play on words. Exactly.
So they just add K and you get drunk.
Yes.
because of K, yeah.
But why is it prohibited? I mean, everyone is...
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, because it's alcohol, so it's prohibited because people get, I don't know, because
people get drunk.
It's tragedy.
Unfortunately. The usual. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
usual accidents.
In Russia, I think so. Maybe most people, they cannot drink properly. Uh-huh. Because they cannot stop.
They
cannot control.
Exactly. Okay. It's all about to stop in time, right?
Yeah.
That's why.
Mm. Okay. So this is the reason why they had to do this this trick about these letters. To control the people drinking.
That's the reason why it's prohibited, right? Because alcohol, it's not good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kinda.
But for us in the Philippines,
is it not good? It's
no, for us in the Philippines, we don't do those things, right? We just.
Yeah, because it's legal.
You don't remove K.
As long as you're 18 years old.
You don't remove the K.
Yeah.
You don't remove the K, really?
Yeah. There's a lot of advertisements for alcohol.
So for us, for people who doesn't know where is Siberia and what is like life there, could you like explain like what's
you know?
We're dumb people like me. I don't know anything about.
Just tell us a little bit about you growing up.
Yeah.
There. What's the
Maybe we can relate to it or something. Yeah. So yeah.
Okay. Actually, I have so much information to tell, but I.
Yeah, we have like 4 hours of for this episode. Okay. We have 4 hours.
But I will try to be. So, some words about the Siberia. Yeah.
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 It's not that cold, as I told you, and
it's minus 40. It's cold.
Yeah, but it's different. Like, for example, if you are in Moscow,
yes,
the same minus 40, and you feel different.
Why?
Yeah, because of the climate. Because it's drier in Novosibirsk.
Oh no!
So
yeah,
you
yeah.
can breathe.
No, you know why? I can. I can relate to it. When I went to St. Petersburg.
Why are you there?
Why were you there?
Yeah.
I was just passing by.
What your experience in St. Petersburg.
I was passing
what
by.
What went down?
Okay. No, just passing by. I don't know. Just randomly. Yeah. So,
it's interesting.
Yeah, in St. Petersburg, it was really cold because of the wind.
Okay.
It was so windy and it's crazy. Like,
it goes like inside.
Yeah. Compared to when I went to Siberia, it was okay. It was tolerable.
So you're also in Siberia.
Yeah. Why were you?
Why were you in Siberia?
Interesting.
No, I was dreaming. I was dreaming.
Okay.
No, so that's the difference because when it's drier, there's no, like, same here, like, there's no humidity and there's dry.
Exactly.
So you don't feel this this cold into your skin.
Yeah,
but that's why on like all of the weather apps, they put the real like 40 degrees.
The real feels,
but like feels like 52 exactly. Whatever, depending on that's, the humidity that's right. level.
Do they do that here in Dubai?
Yeah. Depending. So
40 degrees, but feels like hell.
Today.
Feels like 70.
True, absolutely.
Oh, can you continue about
Siberia? Yes. Yeah. A couple of words. It's interesting for me, of course.
Yeah.
It's the third city in Russia. I mean, the population. So
the third
it's
biggest.
Quite big.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. If you know something about Russia, it's such a huge country, yeah. And
yes.
It's thousands of kilometers.
Uh-huh. How far is it from Moscow?
From Moscow. By air, it's 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
4 hours?
3,000 kilometers.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Or by train, as I remember, it's like three days.
By train.
3 days by train. So that's really far.
Oh, it's so romantic.
How many kilometers per hour the train is? Like,
oh, my
God. Tito Luis, have you been traveling?
I'm not the guest.
With the train?
I'm not the guest.
In Siberia? That's why it was romantic?
No, I was just dreaming. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Dreams come true in Siberia, apparently.
But when Tito Luis came to Siberia, did it become more warmer because Tito Luis was there already? Or what? How was the?
How far is Siberia from here to Dubai?
Oh,
by plane.
Maybe by plane. Maybe 6 hours. Maybe five, like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if we fly directly, not from Moscow, but directly. So I think it's like 5 hours.
Okay.
So it's not that far.
And if you compare the people, the life, and in Moscow and Siberia or Novosibirsk.
So as I told you, it's such a big country, and the capital city is Moscow, as you know. Russia is very centralized. Can I say like?
Okay.
Yeah, centralized country, and in Russia, it's all about Moscow. Mm. So all money are in Moscow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so the whole country is forgotten. Excluding Moscow.
Unfortunately. In Moscow, there are 5 airports.
Imagine. Mm. Wow. Mm.
Compared to Novosibirsk, it's only one, of course. And the second city is St. Petersburg. It's also only one airport.
Mm.
Moscow, it's like Vatican. It's like country in country.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Country in a country. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
About Novosibirsk. I like people in Novosibirsk. I like Siberian people because we are so warm. Yeah, we live in cold weather. Yeah, but we are warm inside.
Mm-hmm.
That's
but
good.
Okay. Good. Yeah, can you tell like you grew up in USSR time, right?
Oh, that's interesting. Huh?
Yeah,
the difference between before and now.
Soviet Union time era.
I should say that I'm 36 years old. So
oh, wow.
It's on purpose. I said it on purpose because I was born in the USSR.
Mm-hmm.
Which
year is this Soviet Union?
For people who doesn't know like the whole history of USSR, mm-hmm. Can you like imagine? Explain like briefly explain.
The Soviet Union, it was it was like different planet. It was separate
country. Oh, planet?
Figuratively. So it was separated by the rest of the world, and we were. And the Iron Curtain existed, as you know what it means. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we were separated. We were. We existed.
Separated to the whole country.
Yeah.
To the whole world.
Yes, exactly.
So, no trade. No.
So it was maybe kind of prohibited to listen to the music. Not prohibited, but we didn't know about it.
To learn about other culture.
We were growing only with this ideology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Soviet ideology. So, and people say that all people who were born in the Soviet Union, they all have like this specialty, this trauma. So called trauma.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, because it's deep inside and it's impossible just to forget about it. Soviet Union doesn't exist, but anyway, we are all emotionally, mentally, we are all from there. Especially our parents.
So you told us about the music. How do you get your, like, have you ever experienced Western music?
Imagine we existed separately and we didn't know, like, I didn't know anything about the world around. Because my world was my city. And I'm from the military family, and my father, he used to be military.
Luis, military family. Okay, so the music is like...
Yeah, and we didn't know so much about music.
We have MTV? So. MTV?
Yeah, and there I is? Remember from my childhood, because I am the youngest of three sisters, and my eldest sister... she was so progressive for us, and she found one hidden channel.
Yeah, okay.
Called MTV.
Oh
my God! It was.
She hacked into it.
maybe so.
But this is not allowed.
No, it was not allowed. It was hidden. It was like
secret. Not allowed
to get into it. That's the question.
So how was the experience of like seeing the first time. Like? A music video of like,
and imagine she recorded on the VHS. Yeah, and I remember Depeche Mode. I remember
Depeche Mode.
Oh, wow. Prince. I remember it was like a revolution.
Yeah. That's so nice. Yeah.
And but this is not allowed.
It wasn't allowed.
But were your parents aware of it? Huh? Were your parents aware of it?
I think our parents, they supported us.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Because it was interesting because we got to know about these things, about music, about fashion.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, from these sources, from these secret sources. Yeah. Oh, it was like spy.
We were spies.
Hacker.
MTV spies.
Do you remember how old you were during these times when your sister would tape some music videos?
Maybe 6, 7 years old.
Wow, very young.
Yeah, and I'm so lucky to have my eldest sisters.
Yeah,
because I got these things.
Yeah.
They paved the way, basically.
Yeah.
You mentioned one time when we were walking around somewhere in this in Dubai that we saw someone. We saw someone who has this thing on the a scar on the shoulder, the lower shoulder.
Yeah.
Scar. Can you explain more about
kind
it?
Kind of scar. Okay. So you know, when, I remember it was like Lulu. Yeah.
Okay.
And I noticed one woman. Mm-hmm. She looked Asian, but she had this spots.
Scar.
Yeah. And I recognized it like vaccination because every Soviet person.
Yeah, and this isn't related with the Soviet Union era.
Exactly.
Okay.
And before, maybe some years ago, I heard about this specialty. Like people recognize each other. By
the scar.
Is it a very specific scar or
no? Because it's big.
Specific for me, it's not like normal.
Yeah.
It's like it goes big. Yeah. Maybe when I'm 16, will be bigger. But now it's okay. But anyway, only Soviet people have these scars. And we can recognize each other. Like, okay.
Exactly. You're from.
So she was from, as I remember, she was from Uzbekistan, this woman. Oh. Uh-huh. And we talked just a bit. It was funny. And she asked me, like, how did you recognize me? By this. Oh. It was funny.
So basically everyone knows that you belong to the Soviet Union when you see someone like this.
It's, of course, it's not like cheap. But anyway, it's all about vaccination.
Yeah.
Now people, as I know, parents, they Some of them, they don't want to vaccinate their kids. Mm.
But we have this vaccination, remember?
Yeah, right? We have it.
We have it. When
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yes.
Also, have. Also here?
No, in the butt.
It just fades. In the butt. For us, on the arm as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For me, it's on the arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it fades out. Like but when, I don't when have you, the scar. When you, yeah. Yeah,
you
when
don't you grow have old, it, really?
Out.
I would show
I don't. I actually don't okay. have it. Yeah, but yeah. like some of my friends from school growing up have.
Yeah.
Really?
My exactly. crying child has one.
It depends on the reaction yes. of the skin, yes, yes, I guess. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Depends on.
Yeah.
And we have two, as I remember, two.
Mm. Ah, okay.
That's why it gets bigger.
Actually, I want to ask Zhenya. How old were you during the time when Soviet Union was dissolved, and how did that change your like
yeah perspective,
your lifestyle?
Yeah.
Yes. And,
especially she mentioned that her father is from the military.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was military. Yeah, you know, it was. As I remember, I was a child. Yeah, I was a kid. I was 6-7 years yeah. old, mm-hmm. but it was so it was. So hard period in our life. I remember because everything like falls down and we don't know what to do next, so
yeah.
So what should we do now? Okay. Where are we? What should we do? Who are we? So a lot of questions.
Wow, that's a very deep question. Who
yeah,
are we?
And I remember my parents it's not only about like emotions, yeah, it was hard emotionally, but also it was financially.
Yeah.
Economy.
Yeah, for my parents. And I remember when it was no food in the shops.
Oh,
and
shortage.
My mom, I remember my mom, because it was we had a big family, yeah?
Yeah.
Three kids and two parents. I think one dog and one cat. Such a big family.
Yeah.
And my mom, she baked bread because we didn't have money
to buy
it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it was so controversial, can I say like this? Controversial time because people didn't know how to deal with it.
Yes. Yeah.
So. And
but when you were in this age, do you fully like understand?
Yeah.
Of course no.
Of course no, right?
Of course no. And then we moved to. So first we lived in this military campus, and it was so small, like two. Just imagine two buildings, and around 200 people.
What is this military campus? It's like you are in a close area.
Yeah, it's in the forest. It's located in the forest, and it's. Just forest around and some military people and us. Military families of this military man. Yeah.
Would you have shops around you?
No, not at all. Only 30 kilometers.
So you have to drive out.
So this is so this is forest.
Yeah, this is exactly. This
So there's bears.
No.
No?
No. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, but Siberia is a bear.
Full of bears. Not people, but.
So no, I didn't. When you were young, like 6, 7.
We bear seven. Bears.
So how would
bears.
You, would you? Of course, you'd have your friends. How would you guys play around? Like, are you able to get out of the building? Or
Yeah, exactly. It was. We were growing up outside the building, of course, not inside, but outdoor. We have a lot of outdoor activities.
Outdoor games. And,
and we.
Wow.
I think I'm so lucky to have this childhood.
Mm.
Yeah.
This possibility.
This is very similar when we were growing up.
Yeah,
exactly. It's all about outdoors.
It was so safe. Mm. It was not dangerous at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we were surrounded by the forest.
What about the bears?
Keep on insisting on the bears, man.
No, because Siberia is famous for bears.
Yeah, but I've seen only maybe several times in the zoo.
Really?
In the zoo?
Not even in the wild.
My God.
Good to remember because we have the
pet bear.
It's the best zoo in Novosibirsk.
Oh wow!
Have you been there?
Huh? Okay. So. Yeah, no. Because when we went there, they have this bear.
Who are you with? Oh my god, ah, my god. Who are you with?
I don't know.
My god, my friend. Ah.
No, when we went to the Novosibirsk Zoo, there were
white bears.
There was three white polar bears.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Polar bears, huh?
They're big, like the
three people.
Yeah, like three people stack up.
How big is the person though? Like 4 feet or like the it depends, man. Yeah. If the person is like 6 feet, so 18 feet.
Where is the calculator? It, so. Okay, so
depends.
So Siberia is all about good warm people, and it's all about beautiful nature.
Yeah.
It's a picture of beauty, and I'm proud of Siberia. Yeah. Exactly, because we have a lot of places to, like, must visit places. Mm. Yeah.
So, like, how was the move, like, from Russia to Dubai? And,
we skipped the weather. We skipped such a big period of my life.
With the weather.
You have to, you have to go back.
And yeah. Sorry about that.
No, you know, from Novosibirsk, I moved to St. Petersburg because I was offered a new job. Within my company when I worked
internal movement.
Yeah. So, and then maybe all of you knows about St. Petersburg.
Yes.
So it's quite famous.
Only on in pictures though.
And it's so like European in Russia because
especially recently they opened it for
you've been there tourists. So you can
for Filipinos
visa free.
Si Grace Grace
yeah Grace huh?
camera operator
camera woman natin yan.
Went to St. Petersburg because now it's open to do for Filipinos to go there for 10 days
for 10 days
without visa just fly only in St. Petersburg
Yeah. And of course, I would recommend everyone, if you need my recommendations, I would recommend to visit St. Petersburg only in summer. Summer? Yeah, because winters are like...
So windy.
Oh,
yeah, she has an experience.
Too cold.
Christmas. It was Christmas.
So windy, cold. Exactly. It's impossible to handle. So that's why I moved to Moscow from
St. Petersburg. Would you say that from your hometown, the move would always be either St. Petersburg or Moscow? Because those are like the two big cities. So, for example, in the Philippines, everyone wants to move to Manila.
Mm.
Everyone's like, if I want to make it big, I have to move to Manila. So is it the same as well?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Mm. You know, I'm lucky to have St. Petersburg between Novosibirsk and Moscow, I mean, in my life, because it was like a bridge.
Mm.
Because Moscow is so big, it's a crazy big city, and it's a capital. So you need to be prepared emotionally for this life. So that's why I'm lucky to have St. Petersburg. It was like preparation for Moscow.
Oh, okay. First you moved to St. Petersburg and then to Moscow. Okay.
I was offered a job, and then I also, I was offered a new job in Moscow. And for me, it was easy to move. I don't know where, but
because you've been prepared, I guess.
I mean, maybe. Coming from Siberia and planning to move to Moscow, what were your like expectations? Like, what do people from outside of Moscow think of Moscow? Like, are the people...
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share any thoughts? Even,
living in Novosibirsk, for example, my parents, they live in Novosibirsk, and they have different view, different opinion about Moscow.
Uh-huh.
Because... I don't want to ruin our conversation, but in Russia, it's a lot of propaganda, and unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Like, don't go to Moscow because it's dangerous city.
Yeah.
For example, people in Novosibirsk, they
hear we have the similar in the Philippines, in Manila. Don't go to Manila.
Because Moscow, it's not...
Yeah. Don't go to Mindanao because it's very dangerous, but it's not dangerous. Yeah.
But,
know?
For example, me and my sister, we lived in Moscow, and... Our parents, my father, he can call me and and ask like, Zhenya, are you okay? Are you alive? Because in the news, there yes. is some things like, oh my God, people die in Moscow.
Yeah.
Oh, Papa, all good. Don't worry. So it's all about propaganda. But like I told you, I had this St. Petersburg between Novosibirsk and Moscow. So I was prepared and I felt comfortable uh-huh. in Moscow. And but there is such a big difference in life in Novosibirsk and Moscow, mm-hmm. even in St. Petersburg. But in St. Petersburg, it's somewhere in between, somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
But Moscow, it's she. I don't know if you have genders of words, but Moscow, it's she. It's a woman.
Okay. Yeah, that's one question for I have that question. Why do you call Russia Mother Russia?
Yeah, because it's she.
Yeah,
it's a woman.
It's a woman.
Oh, we don't have this.
We don't have
for
this.
For example, St. Petersburg or Novosibirsk, it's a man.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
Why?
Moscow, it's a woman. Yeah.
So what are the characteristics that you would attribute as a he and a she?
Yeah.
Sorry?
How do you describe it as a he? Like, what? Why is it a he why and why is it a she?
I don't know.
Because of the map, it has something like.
What?
No. Dude!
By the way, shout out to of W Hawks and Michael Fillon.
You?
Shout out. Huh? Yeah, and Mox.
Yeah. What's up?
Yeah, so explain more. Why do you have any idea why they call it like he or a she?
No, it's all about words. It's it's the language itself.
The language,
it's not about,
okay.
about cities, but you know, about Moscow, when you, for example, when we talk about Moscow, I mean, among Russians, we call it she and we feel it like it's a woman, she's rich and she's so beautiful.
I think we refer Philippines as inang bayan, so it's
what is it?
It's inang ina is mother.
Mother country.
So we refer it as a she as well.
Yeah. But inang what about bayan. Manila? Is it she or he?
No. There's
I think
no
it's gay.
Yeah.
No.
We don't have anything.
Because Manila is colorful.
Yes, colorful. It's very.
Diverse.
All over the place. Yeah. Diverse, yeah.
Which is really true.
Thanks for helping me, Tita. Yeah.
But to let you know, Manila in Russian, it's she.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why?
How do you know?
I don't know.
It's a sound? Or
yeah, it's because it's, it ends... It ends with A.
A?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's female gender.
Okay.
So it's not about the city itself, and I have never been to Manila, unfortunately. But it's female.
So how about Dubai? Is there a gender as well? Like you? No.
It's the language.
Okay.
If it ends in A, it sounds feminine.
So it's when it's A. Okay.
That's good.
It sounds feminine.
Okay, got it. So it's all about language.
I think, but because I heard, the first time I heard about this is in Spanish.
Because
in Spanish,
true.
They have
yes.
they have words that are feminine and words that are masculine.
In Arabic as well.
So paella exactly. is feminine. Okay. Paella. Feminine.
Paella.
Yeah,
paella.
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 Excuse me?
Paella.
Excuse?
Paella.
So, paella.
Okay, so since we're talking about food.
Yes.
Since we're talking about language. Because for me, it's such,
language,
such
okay.
an interesting topic. And you know that Russian language, it sounds so... It's a bit rough.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
For you?
Not really.
Yeah?
I mean, like, maybe in movies, like you know, the villain is like always Russian.
Yeah.
I
can hear
it. Okay. Give us an example. Since your name is Zhenya,
right?
Yeah. Zhenya.
Which is very feminine.
And how come?
In A.
And how come you don't talk this accent? Like, why you don't talk this accent? Why?
I can.
You're supposed to be from Russia.
Yeah. What do you think about that? Like every time, like. Movies are pertain Russian people. They always are the villain.
Yeah,
they're like always the villain. Why
Hollywood.
Is it?
Like, Hollywood.
Hollywood.
I don't know. Yeah, this stereotype of a Russian person exists worldwide. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Maybe maybe we have some origin, yeah? So about vodka, yeah, drugs, mafia.
Yeah. And this accent. Well, you don't have.
Yeah. What do you think of, like, what does the general public think about this thing?
We are okay with it.
Ah, okay.
As any nationality, yeah. Mm. Maybe you have also some.
Yeah, we have like
because I don't know about
maids and.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a stereotype, but.
Yeah.
That's true. We don't really.
It's not bad.
We're not offended by it.
We're not offended, but like, nurses. We're always nurses, the nurse.
Yeah. It's. I think it's good. It's even.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Uh-huh. Yeah, because people are responsible and people are good to.
I think certain certain stereotypes has like good and good and bad side effects to it.
It just depends on how you're gonna take it.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway, it's better than vodka. I guess. And mafia. Exactly. And when people don't trust Russians. Don't trust them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like they always cheat. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
They have nothing to do with it. Okay. So we cheat. Okay.
Also, when we were talking about one time, we were talking about the Soviet Union time. Like you mentioned, like you're not allowed to be loud and to be noise or something like this.
Yeah, it's all about stereotypes, maybe kinda, but in our country, yeah.
Can you explain? Can you explain more?
You know, I told you about the our parents, about this generation of my parents, and they, it's so from the Soviet Union, like they always think what people think about them.
Mm. Mm.
Don't be loud. Be quiet. Our neighbors, they can hear it. Don't be loud. Don't. It's all about. Oh, it's.
Yeah.
And my mom even now.
Yeah.
And.
Sometimes. It's all about what others think.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand.
Like,
so you're concerned about being the man, your manners.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
For example, like there is one woman and she's unhappy with her husband, but but they don't get divorced because why? Because
you have divorce.
Yeah, what people? Yeah, we have divorces, and it's okay to get divorced. But this generation, they were not allowed to divorce because they are concerned about the
what other people
say. Opinion. About it. They don't.
So
they
it's not a religious thing.
Not at all. Not at all.
It's a cultural thing.
Yeah. Now it's. I know that it's a lot of divorces because people now they're getting more and more free. They live to be happy, not to think about what people think about them.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying like for this generation, when even if someone is suffering with this marriage. They will not divorce because they're married because that's how it is.
And I remember it was my question to one woman and why didn't you get divorced? He is so bad.
Uh-huh.
And she answered like, you know, I got married not to get divorced.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
I cannot imagine because I got married.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, this generation, they have these mindsets and...
But it is the old generation.
Yeah.
Exactly, And nowadays, these teenagers, for example, they are so lucky to be free. They are so lucky to think out of the box. Yeah.
Is this the teaching of this Soviet Union time, or what is it about? Is there a law that they followed or a rule?
Yeah,
I think it's just like
a propaganda
for the old people.
It's a generational thing.
It's a long time, tradition of following the steps or the following the old thing that existed before, and then like they don't have a choice to follow it. Like,
It was so comfortable for the government. Yeah, people follow the rules.
Yes.
Yeah, people don't think they don't turn on their brains.
Yeah,
it's so good just to follow the rules. But now people get wiser, people get smarter, and I'm so happy for my country, for my people.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. What about what about anything tradition that you?
Yeah. Speaking of traditions, okay. Like what are the traditions that you have?
Maybe the main difference and the biggest tradition in Russia, it's the New Year. For us, it's the main holiday.
So this is bigger than Christmas.
Of course.
but you don't celebrate Christmas?
Christmas, it's so, I don't know how to call it. It's like so intimate, can I say?
Okay.
It's so families.
Yeah, solemn, so family. Family. Yeah,
but this is the 25th?
25th? No, December but 10th. We are Orthodox.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. So
January 7. Yeah,
January 7.
Our Christmas is on the 7th of January. Some families, for example, my mom, she likes celebrating it. But my mom, she likes gathering us together. That's why she likes it.
Yeah.
There's no December 25 at all celebration.
Maybe now because we are closer to Europe. Maybe we feel something special in the air.
The 25th of December.
Especially now with all the tourists coming.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But not to Novosibirsk, of course, because Novosibirsk, it's not a touristic city. It's so far away from everything.
So they're more traditional.
Moscow. Moscow, it's a lot. It's all about marketing. Yeah, it's all about money. So definitely. People celebrate any holiday.
And how do you celebrate New Year?
Since you talked about that, it's the biggest holiday. Mm.
Do you have like plapla or leventador in Russia?
Cinturon
ni Judas.
Firecrackers.
Firecrackers.
What?
Fireworks.
Fireworks.
Fireworks. Yeah.
Homemade.
Homemade fireworks. Watusi.
Yes.
Fireworks like AK-47.
What?
Kalashnikov.
Dragunov.
Smirnov.
Smirnov.
So, what are the traditions?
Traditions for the New Year. The main tradition is to gather together. It's very family holiday.
Any specific food?
Yeah, it's the best food ever. Yeah. So, and the table is always full of food. Mm. Like we can eat through all the night. Maybe last several.
Do you have something like a specific dish that explains how will the next year will come? Like for example, we have like malagkit. It explains that it's sticky rice. So it's supposed to explain that family will stick together. Or something. That's true. Yeah.
Sticky rice is the glutinous rice.
Yes. Yeah.
Glutinous.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to recall, but maybe about champagne. We have one tradition about champagne. I have too much information. I need to filter it. Yeah. So, imagine.
Yes.
Okay.
Imagine the night. It's a table full of food.
Yeah.
Several dishes. Every New Year night, it's heading to midnight.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And Putin, every year. He's speaking to the nation.
Mm. Okay.
By television.
By television. Wow. It's like a tradition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Every year.
Every year.
Mm. So everyone
now
is
every year
before midnight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like maybe 10 minutes before the midnight.
Okay.
And he's talking to us, and we are standing like this with a glass of champagne.
Yes.
Okay. But before. We need to take a sheet of paper and we need to write down some wishes.
Okay.
Oh, then we need to burn. We need to burn this paper.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
What?
Yes. Okay. And to put in the champagne. And when it's exactly midnight.
Yeah.
And the bells
ring.
Yeah. We need to empty the glass.
Oh,
the paper is dissolved on the champagne.
So you have the burnt paper.
The burnt paper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you need
so you drink it like
with the black.
That's good.
That's the tradition. And
I will do that. I will do that.
And if you did it all in time, yeah. So all your wishes will come true.
Oh, wow.
For yeah. the year, nice.
Yeah.
In That's the a good one.
Wait,
I have a question.
About Since, Putin?
Yeah, about that tradition.
Okay. Yeah.
Because Putin has been in power
Putin
for...
Putin is a part of this tradition yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
already.
So he actually started this, or has this been going on yeah. before oh, Putin? Yeah,
yeah. Of course, before.
Before, oh, okay.
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 I told you about him because he has been running the country for so long.
Yes, for so long.
That's why I cannot... I cannot imagine this tradition without him.
How many years has been in ruling the...
Do you remember?
Oh, Russia? My but God. Maybe from maybe the 90s, for 18 years.
18 years.
18 years. Wow. Yeah.
And have your wishes come true?
Yeah, yeah, that's a good question. Yeah.
Louis.
Okay, the next question. Oh! Oh my God.
Yeah, the next question. Yeah, let's talk about next question. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, please.
Can you explain more about Russian food? Like, I remember when I went to Russia. Mm-hmm. I cannot.
What's your staple?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I cannot specify which is a Russian food.
You're right because.
If you go to the Philippines, we have this famous like adobo and all this.
We eat all the time with rice.
Yeah, rice.
We
all
cannot eat
rice.
Without rice.
What about in Russia?
Rice. Yeah.
You know, I try to understand. I try to figure out about the Russian cuisine, the Russian food, but as for me, it doesn't exist.
Why?
Because we have such a collection of different
cultures
different cuisines in mm-hmm. so and we call it Russian food. Mm. It's all about Ukraine.
How many countries were there in the Soviet Union?
Oh, they remember 15.
15.
Not countries, but of course they were different. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're right. Now there are countries. 15, as I remember, Azerbaijan, Uzbekistan. But imagine, a lot of different people with their own culture.
Yeah.
So it's so interesting.
I remember when I went to one time when I went to Uzbekistan. They have this famous food called
plov. Yeah, exactly.
But this is not Russian.
No, not at all. But if you go to some Russian restaurant, you can order plov.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, borscht also, it's from the Ukraine.
Yeah, borscht is very popular.
What is borscht? Can you explain that?
It's soup. Soap.
Soap.
Not soap.
For taking a bath.
Yeah, because Russian people, they like eating soap.
Soup.
And borscht, and it's red soup.
Yeah.
And why it's red? Because of the beetroot.
Beetroot, exactly.
That's why, so you can just add some beetroot and you can call anything borscht.
Okay. Usually borscht is...
Try dinuguan.
Borscht is served cold, right? Is it?
I'm not a pro in soups because I'm not a fan of, but no, as I remember my mom, she cooked us hot borscht.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and we could warm it up. So
Okay.
I think we should try your cooking.
Yeah, you know, I would be happy to bake blini.
Blini.
Yeah,
what is blini?
Pancakes.
Yeah, the small one.
Crepe. In France, it's crepe, but it's they are thick. Yeah, thick.
Thick and small, right?
They're like
big.
This.
Okay,
radius
okay.
like pizza. No, maybe less. Like this.
Like a small pizza.
Yeah, and it's so... I like it.
I think as part of this whole culture exchange series, we need to put in a law that the interviewees need to bring food.
Yes.
Thank you.
Maybe
time.
Next time.
Exactly.
You will invite me.
Yes, sure. Yeah.
But is there anything like exotic that you know?
Yeah, what's the most exotic food in
food?
Russia?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, because we have this in the Philippines.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, you know. Maybe. I don't know how to explain. But it's all about meat. Maybe some exotic. I remember my father... he cooked, I don't know, cow's chest. Do you know the name? Cow's chest?
The heart?
Chest. I mean the breast. Breast.
Okay.
Cows.
Okay.
From the cow. So he cooked this part.
Mm.
Also the tongue.
We have that as well.
Yeah, because for us, we boil the beef tongue. For example, for the new year, we can boil it. Okay. We can serve it like beautifully. Yeah. So
sliced.
I like that. I mean, we have that at home.
We have that as well. Like, we call it lengua.
Lengua.
Like language.
Yes.
Because the tongue. Yeah, that's why they call it lengua.
Lay on words.
Okay.
Exactly.
So just talking about, you know, traditions. Is there any like superstition?
Yeah.
That you have in your home country.
Yeah.
Because again, in the Philippines, you have a lot.
Yeah.
You can't sweep the floor at night.
Yeah.
You can't cut your nails at night.
Yeah. Because
It's unlucky. Yeah. So is there anything similar from
I remember when I was there.
Okay. Why were you there again?
You were there again.
No, in my house.
In my house.
Okay.
You have a house?
In my house.
Okay,
my No.
In Russia?
When I was in Russia.
Okay.
I was... It's basically we're used to whistling.
Yeah.
Anywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
Yes.
We don't whistle. No, it's prohibited to whistle.
Yeah,
because why? I remember my mom, she always asked my papa, like, don't whistle. I don't know.
We'll call the devil.
You lose money.
You are losing money. Like money is...
So that's the reason we're poor.
You keep on whistling.
Maybe that's why.
Money flow away from the apartment where you whistle.
Oh, sorry. Money's flying away.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's very similar with us, with the sweeping the floor at night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you will sweep away the...
The luck, the money, the fortune.
Yeah.
A lot of superstition, like a black cat.
Yeah, black cat. Yeah.
Like broken mirror.
Broken.
Yeah.
You also said
you shouldn't keep broken mirrors at home.
Yeah.
Don't.
Or when you break the mirror, it means someone will die.
Oh, same. For us, when you break a plate.
Yeah.
No.
Glassware.
Someone will come.
Glassware. Yeah.
Not die.
Exactly. No. That's for the spoon and fork.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
I'm so emotional.
There's one more thing, when you drop a spoon or fork, a spoon.
Yeah, exactly.
A woman
They have the same.
One.
Oh, so you have the same.
You have the same room.
Yeah, exactly. Knife, spoon, but it depends on the gender of the word.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spoon, it's female.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Same. Yeah.
Knife is male.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're not using knife. We have spoon.
Yeah. We only have spoon and forks. Yeah. Yeah. So forks is a male. Right?
If you drop the casserole, your mother-in-law will come. So
you drop the pan.
Don't drop that.
Never drop that. Also, do you have this superstition about you cannot clean the house before if?
Ah, yeah. Every time, you know, I remember my mom. She asked me, don't clean the house because our father. He has just left the apartment.
Okay.
For example, he's flying to different city. To some different city, like next to Novosibirsk, but 2 hours, by air, and it's prohibited to clean the house during this time
while he's flying.
Yeah, as soon as he calls,
I'm
okay. I arrived.
Then you can clean.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Because someone can happen.
Something bad can happen.
So when you left, they weren't cleaning the house until you called them you're here in Dubai safe.
Oh.
Okay.
What if you spill something on the floor and then everything is messed up? You have
to wait? What if you use the cruise ship like 14 days?
Yeah.
One's gonna clean the house.
No one's going to clean the house for 3 weeks.
Yeah. So how?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
If you go on a ship,
you should relax and forget about it.
Don't clean?
I didn't know. I have no experience.
Since we're talking about traditions, we want to change gears a bit, because these are old traditions from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
With the new times, now in this generation. Obviously the Soviet Union was dissolved long time ago. Almost 30 years, right? So how did the Western world influence the modern Russia now? How are the people that your friends? What do you do?
How are they accepting it as well.
Yeah.
What are the new traditions?
Traditions or like normal, the normal things you do after work or during the weekends when you're not working.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. What's the?
You know, now I think now we getting more and more like normal people. And every time I come to my I come to my city, yeah, my native city. I feel comfortable because people are relaxed, people are chill, so they I don't feel this pressure. Yeah. As it was, but anyways, as I told you, it's such a big difference between Moscow and between Moscow and the rest of the country.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we are getting normal. That's how I can answer this question.
Yeah.
This question. We are moving next to the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. We are moving next to. We are moving next to Europe.
Yeah, maybe, because it's progressing, especially now. The country itself is opening up, but but before COVID-19.
Yeah.
Well.
Exactly.
Speaking of like accepting like the Western like culture and music and stuff like that, was there any band or song or any I don't know type of music that you immediately. What do you call it? Accepted or something?
Do you remember
like
this group, Modern Talking?
What is that?
Do you remember Sandra? It was
Modern Talking.
Like 90s.
Modern Talking.
Yeah. Modern Talking.
It 90s.
Was crazy 90s band. Popular in really? Russia. Even now, sometimes they come to Russia. Mm-hmm. They just to earn some money because they're not popular anywhere else. Yeah, only in Russia. But you know, in Russia, a lot of people they feel this nostalgia.
Nostalgia.
They are nostalgic about the Soviet Union. So many people. Yeah. And it's like sometimes it's in the air. Even my parents, they talk about like, but maybe it's the same in your country.
Yeah,
when
of course, yeah.
These old people, they can tell like, it used to be better.
Yeah.
But now it's...
Exactly,
It's different.
I think anywhere in the world, people think that the older days were better.
As I remember, it's like a sign you are getting older, and you started talking about these things
about the past.
Exactly.
So going back to my question as well, like a while ago, how was the transfer here from Russia to Dubai?
To
like,
here.
Yeah.
Like, was it really difficult for you, for example, like because of the weather or something like that? Like, how was your...
Especially the weather.
You know, now I've been experiencing this, the hottest weather, I think, in my life. Uh-huh. So, for me...
It's going to be hot, more hot, like, next month.
I don't want to accept, because
August.
It will be.
Yes.
Yeah.
But how, if it's already 45...
50.
Yeah, it's going to feel like 52 or something like that.
No, so I cannot imagine. That's my reaction. Because for me, it's easier to accept like minus 45, not plus 45.
You'll see.
Just like we can't imagine minus 40 as well.
So emotionally, it was easy. It was
quite
comfortable. Tito
Luis.
What? maybe geographically I feel a bit far away from my people, but it's okay. I have so good support. I mean, emotional support.
Yeah.
So it's okay. But maybe I will share some feelings about the weather later. September.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I guess since you've lived in Moscow and it is a big city.
Yeah.
You've seen a part of, I guess, Dubai, because Dubai is such a
big Dubai.
Exactly.
You know, for me, Dubai is so. How did you call Manila? Colorful and
diverse.
Diverse. Such a diverse. So it's so different, and I cannot catch the architecture. I mean, the style. There is no style.
Yeah,
that is true.
Yeah. It evolves. People. Yeah. It evolves so much.
And I like that there are a lot of nationalities, and they deal with each other so good. So
this must be one of the biggest difference, because I don't think there's a lot of expats.
Yeah, there
in
are.
Moscow.
There are
as much as here.
Like, yeah, have you met a Filipino in Moscow though? Like,
sorry,
have you met a Filipino?
In there are a lot of Filipinos in
know,
Moscow.
Before the moving to here, I didn't know about the Philippines.
Oh, you didn't know it's a country?
It's not a country.
Oh, wow.
You know, once I remember.
it's a virus. So,
it's a country.
I remember one story from my life. When I was in Rome in Italy, and I got acquainted with one beautiful woman, and I asked her where are you from, and she told like I'm from the Philippines.
What is the Philippines?
Okay, but where is it? And she was so welcoming, and she was so warm-hearted, and. For me, it was this aftertaste. It was so good, and I decided, like, okay, all people from the Philippines, they are like this,
kind
and I was
people.
Not mistaken.
Really, really.
So you haven't met Mark Gunson. You haven't met him.
Yeah, the real Mark Gunson.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great. I mean, but you never met a Filipino in Russia. Inside,
I'm not sure. Maybe I didn't notice these people. I think these people, they are everywhere. I mean, we are everywhere.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yes. We're like mushrooms. We're everywhere.
Which kind of mushrooms?
The good ones.
The good ones. The best ones.
The best ones.
The most delicious.
The most delicious.
The magical ones.
Magical ones.
The colorful ones.
Magical mushrooms. I think it's a name for a music band. Magical mushrooms.
Yeah. Genia, do you have any questions for us? Or like, do you want to know something? Well,
Or rather, like, since now you're in Dubai and you are surrounded basically with our Filipinos, anything you...
You know, I counted us 11 people plus...
You cannot say that. No, we're only...
No,
we're only five.
That's wrong.
No, we're only five here.
Sorry.
Five here, no people around.
Yeah, I meant five.
Five. So did you notice anything like the difference with the culture, the Filipinos?
And the similarities.
The similarities.
We have people.
Yeah.
We are human beings.
Yes, of course.
No, I mean,
culturally.
Like,
culturally. Yeah.
Culturally.
Like, for example, like sometimes when we have this certain Filipino thing, like we call like you call a person like psst, like this.
We also call it, but not psst, psst for us. It's like shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah. Like no.
So it's a negative thing.
Yeah. You know,
and sometimes we talk in by eyes. Like
yes, eyes language.
No, like, it's not going to work. The pointing of the mouth.
The mouth.
We cannot use because we're wearing masks, so it's not.
Do you have similar? Like we're pointing something there.
I remember for the first time when I saw this. It was what? What is it? What's wrong with your mouth?
So, yeah, do you have any questions for us? Or?
But it's like so good.
Yeah.
It's so Filipino. And
Yeah. I mean, like a friend of mine, when he sees me in the metro, he would just, in the crowd of people, would say, psst. And then
everyone will look.
All the Filipinos would look.
Filipinos.
All the Filipinos would look.
So you can count them. Like, 1, 2, 3. 13 people look at
us. Yes, about the differences between us. Maybe you are more open to this world, but maybe historically, emotionally, we are a bit inside of. But we change. So people change, and you are more prepared to this this world, but we are not. Maybe
No, it's changing. It's changing.
By the way, to interject, the celebration of like the anniversary of diplomatic relationships with Russia was last July 2. So
with the Philippines.
Wow. Russia-Philippines relationship, like, you know.
Wow, nice.
Relationship.
So, we have relationship.
Yeah, it's in this episode as well. Like,
yeah, good.
It's
talk.
In line with the episode.
Yeah.
So.
Okay,
that's nice.
Anything else you want to want to say? And
I don't know.
Or maybe invite people in Russia, like how it is. Yeah. You know. When I went there, it was so fine and it was relatively safe.
It was, yeah. It is in Moscow. It's relatively safe, and you know, a lot of different people here, there. So, and I don't know what to say. I think cultural exchange, it's something very productive, and it's all progressive, mm-hmm. and we don't need to be close, and we need to accept these good possibilities.
Yeah, that's good. That's why that's the reason why we're doing like these kinds of episodes, so that we can exchange ideas, you know, like about the culture.
I can add something. Whenever, for example, when I went to Siberia, I always underestimate the cold. You shouldn't underestimate the cold. It's cold.
And you
you should prepare. That's it.
So it bothered you.
No,
the cold bothered you anyway.
And not only cold.
Sorry.
Yeah, and also
I will go now.
You underestimated the ice. Remember
the ice also. Yeah, there's a difference between the ice in Moscow and the ice in Siberia.
Yeah, because in Moscow it's all covered with something like sand. Maybe.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Or some chemicals.
Oh, yeah.
But in Novosibirsk, the budget is not so big as in Moscow. And people just fall down.
Slippery.
Yeah. It's
so you mean the government in Moscow, they're always trying to clean up the...
Of course. Moscow, it's so touristic place. Okay. Yeah, it's a capital city. So it needs to be... beautiful. It needs to be clean. Uh-huh. It needs to be tidy.
So if you go to Siberia, you always
And if you want to feel the Russia itself, the real Russia, so you need to go to Siberia and further.
Yeah.
Just imagine, Russia. It's 8,000 kilometers from west to east, and 4,000 kilometers from north. From the north to the south.
So
imagine.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No.
No.
Crazy.
Yeah. Crazy.
Crazy big.
From a small small country. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it. Thank you so much, Miss Genia. Genia. For guesting on our episode. This is our first episode of the Cultural Exchange episode.
Thank you for having me.
Cultural Exchange series.
Spasiba.
Of the Hello Mamser show. Spasiba, right?
Spasiba.
Yes.
Spasiba.
Thank you so much for listening on the Hello Mamser show. You can listen to the on the episode on youtube.com/HelloMamserShow, facebook.com/HelloMamserShow, Instagram, Twitter, Twitter. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and whenever you stream, wherever you stream your podcast. So I'm your favorite Tito Epi. I'm your favorite Tito Epi.
Tito Daryl.
Tito Lewis.
Tita Jaja.
Special guest.
Yeah.
Tita Shenya. Tita.
Thank you.
Tita. Exactly. Tita Shenya.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello, Mamser Show.